When I was 11, I had to go to a new school because the school that I was grade. I had been at my old school basically all my life, so it was very weird for me to have to meet new people. When I got to the new school, there were only 8 people in my 7th grade class, and everyone was nice to me, but I still had to get used to new surroundings. I had to act differently than I did at my old school, and the expectations of this new school were higher, and the work was much more difficult. I had to get used to new rules. So this is about how many people who transfer to a new school have to get used to new things and how they have to act certain ways. When I got into middle school, I was 11, going into the 7th grade. The middle school was Quaker, which is like branch from Christianity, and basically instead of going to church or going to a mass, they sit, quietly and they listen to God for about 30, 40 minutes. And so that was all new to me. I didn't know of the, Quaker religion. And so that was something new to experience. At my old school, they were Christian. So every Wednesday, just like my middle school, we would go into like a sanctuary, I guess, and we would bow our heads, and then we would have like a 20-minute service, I guess. And so I'd just been used to that. I'd just been used to church. And so to come into like a different part of Christianity was really amazing, and it definitely changed my outlook on certain things. At the middle school, unlike my elementary school, trouble, like a person really couldn't get into trouble and stay at the school. They were really they weren't yeah they were strict. So I liked the school, so I had to be on my best behavior. And unlike my elementary school, I just couldn't do whatever I want just because a person said something to me. So yeah. Yeah. My mom definitely transferred me for a reason other than, I had to leave the school because it only went up to 6th grade. But I think she transferred me to the middle school because it was a safe environment. It was safer than my elementary school. And not saying that my elementary school was bad, because it was actually a really good school. It was just that Frankfurt Friends seemed like a much safer environment. It seemed like a much more quieter environment, and it seemed like I could get a better education and a better foundation for going to high school. So could you describe the type of school I went to from 1st to 6th grade?
From 1st to 6th grade, Brandon, I enrolled you in a Christian academy. The Christian school name was Triumph Christian School. And the reason why is because I wanted you to get a religious, I wanted you to have a good education, but I also wanted to combine it with a Christian background so that you would get both. All right.
Can you explain what type of school I went to from 7th to 8th grade?
From 7th to 8th, you went to Friends Middle School. And I like the Friends Middle School. It was a small setting. And you were able to get more one-on-one attention from the teacher. And that was one of the reasons. And just the distance of the school was close to where we lived. So that was another reason why I sent you to Friends.
Can you explain the difference between the two?
Well, the difference between the two... Triumph was more Christian-based, where you learn different scriptures from the Bible. And Friends, that was more... That Friends was a more... where it just taught you about how to be towards your fellow man. And I like that about the Friends atmosphere.
Why did you want me to go to a different type of school, a different environment? Why didn't you want to send me to another Christian school?
The reason why I didn't want to send you to another Christian school was actually because of the distance. The nearest Christian school was just too far from where we lived.
Okay. What do you think would have happened if I continued to go to the same type of environment, a Christian school, that, you know, like I did in elementary school?
I think with a school period, I don't care what school you attend, as long as you put forth effort each and every day to do your best, then you will be successful. So if you can just kind of stay focused on what it is that you want to do and what type of grades and try to stay interested in learning, then I think you can do well wherever you go, whatever school.
You transfer to school?
Yeah, I transferred
from Barry to Breed. And, how was Barry? Barry was bad. Well, Barry was kind of a bad school. Not even kind of, but a bad school. Because of fights every day. People weren't learning. Teachers were crying. Just chaotic, point blank. So, like, after, like, three years of being in there, three, close to four, mm-hmm. My mom was like, time to go. So I was like, alright, that's it. How was the school you transferred to? Braveview?
Mm-hmm.
It was like one step down. It was only like one step down because the kids were still the same. It was just that the teachers were a little bit more tougher. Like in Fair, the kids made the teacher cry, but in Braveview, the kids didn't cry at all. Coming down, and we were just leaving at the mom before her conference, and she heard this one girl, like she was cussing, like at her mom and at the teacher, and then she flipped the table, and then she like bumped past my mom, so my mom was like, excuse me, and the girl like gave her like this look, like, okay. And then my mom was like, behind kids, and this girl was like, what? And then, like, they didn't argue, but, like, it was, like, one of the things where, like, they said something and walked away. They both said something and walked away. And my mom, like, noticed. That's when she started to pay more attention to, like, what was I doing when I got out of school. Like, one day when I was in, like, fourth grade, she had random, no, like, not fourth grade. One day when I was in, like, fifth grade, she, like, randomly picked me up, like, randomly. And, like, when she went in there, she saw, like, kids leaving out the building, she said. That's why she came to get me. And she didn't know what was going on. And she saw kids leaving out to go to the corner store, then come back in the school. So then my mom, like, kind of went to the principal. Like, I allowed her to come to school and all that. And the principal was like, you know, we don't invest in kids. There's only so much we can do. And my mom was like, all right, so I'm a transfer out. And the school was telling her, it's impossible for me to transfer out because it's the middle of the year and we near PSS City. So, things like you. Oh, could you also explain what was it like? Did you like the school they transferred to? I liked it because it was bad still, but it was bad to a certain degree. It wasn't like where some people were really out of control. Like, some people were
were kind of out of control, but they weren't like, where was that bear? Where, so you got some students actually ready to fight for a teacher, and some kids really draw them.